Pod Culture, Episode 320, Seas of Cheese, Part B, for Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Are you guys ready for another dose of pod culture?
No.
Yay.
No?
Maybe.
That's all right. Because we're back with part B. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
That was the suckiest opening ever.
Not ever, but it's up there.
Yeah, not ever. No. But we're working on it.
Yeah. So,
with more practice, we can do it.
We can do it. I know we can. We got to set goals.
I believe in us.
I'm glad somebody does.
I do. I believe in you guys.
We keep getting those checks from Audible, so I guess somebody does.
Every now and then.
Yeah, audible.com/podculture.
Do it. Pick one.
Audibletrial.com/podculture.
Gee, I wonder why we don't have any.
Oh, yeah. Audibletrial.com/podculture. So part B, we've probably got maybe a geek cuisine, maybe the return, or if it hasn't already, of a old segment. Mm-hmm. Emphasis on old.
Intriguing.
Aww.
You have piqued my interest.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Please tell.
Oh, God.
What?
Explain.
Dork.
What happens when it gets late and you're coming up with these... Second intros to the show.
You always make crappy jokes. How is now any different?
I don't know. So let's just shut the hell up and get into the show. Wow, it seems like it's been forever since we've done one of these segments. Mm-hmm. We're back with a little guilty pleasures. It's been a while. I had to shake the cobwebs off.
People are probably glad.
Aw.
No, Robo Vampire 2.
Oh, you watch them so we don't have to.
That's right. Well, this one I... kind of forced you guys to see a little bit of it. From the Asian Cult Cinema Collection comes Battle Girl, The Living Dead in Tokyo Bay from 1992.
Oh my goodness.
Fantastic year.
Looking like it was filmed in 82.
Yeah, it really did. It really felt like I was watching an 80s B movie, an early 80s B movie. Yeah. With, of course, some of the Japanese zaniness thrown in. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of an post-apocalyptic kind of movie, only it was only in that one area. It wasn't the whole world. You know, it was just Tokyo Bay. A really poorly animated asteroid crashes... into Tokyo Bay and causes everyone to become zombies. And, of course, the people that don't become zombies then get killed either by the zombies or the other humans that are looting and, you know, wanting their food or whatever. So nice. I like post-apocalyptic kind of thing, so this was kind of cool. And the chick on the cover looked like she had some cool armor and machine guns and stuff. So I was like, okay, zombies. Yeah, high-tech armor, machine guns. You know, can't be that bad. Well, it can.
You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Counter Destroyer.
Yeah, this was a little slow. The choreography and editing could have been a little tighter.
The cinematography.
The delayed reaction shots.
Yeah.
Delivery.
Bless them.
Pretty much everything. Yeah, it looked like a student film.
We had some better stuff in our film.
Some. Some. But,
I will agree with that, yes.
Yeah, so this... girl goes into the quarantine area to see what's going on. Her father's missing. And he's a big general or corporal or something like that. I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention. And, of course, there's this crazy captain, general, corporal, something, I don't know, that has taken over, and he's doing experiments survivors. And has created his own little mini army of what look like female Japanese wrestlers.
They're a little bit scary and not in a good way.
Yeah.
Looking like China.
Aw.
And then they had kind of the power armor looking thing that she had on, that the main character wore, except theirs was a lot more gaudy and had like punk rock makeup and stuff along with it.
Looked like the Kiss band Rejects or something.
Yeah.
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 Like little kids dressing up for Halloween as Kiss.
These are the misfits from Jim.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's truly outrageous.
I went there.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, my. you know, one thing about this
92.
Movie. The music. Now, in some cases, I really liked the music. In other cases, I really didn't. Now, your take on the music, you thought that it was like they were playing two things at the same time, right?
Like they were at least, when they were playing the credits, that whatever song, 80s kind of synth power ballad thing that got into it and is like, what? Wait, something's going on. the lyrics.
Somebody pressed the wrong button.
Yeah, somebody hit the wrong vocal track onto this bit of music because this is not working out.
It was weird. Some of the music, it sounded like, okay, this is, really driving 80s kind of stuff. And other times it was like, this is really minimalistic, kind of like a John Carpenter music or something, just that lots of synth and, not much to it. But it was kind of creepy in places. And then, I don't know, it really added a lot to the feel of it being an old B-movie, I don't know. Lots of times there's zombies getting blasted and they are obviously mannequins falling over. She runs into a band of kids with a big, bus that all have, punk rock hairdos, and they're going around selling guns and grenades and things to people. I was like, okay, didn't this just happen a couple days ago? They've got this whole,
underground movement culture going on.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here? Is this in the future? I don't know. They didn't really say.
Sorry, you're from the past.
Sure went to hell quick.
Yeah, they sure did. and lots of just fake green blood for the zombies.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why have regular blood when you can have green blood?
as a curiosity from its era, if you're into the Japanese stuff. Now, it was just subtitled. There wasn't like a dubbed version.
That's okay.
To choose from.
I don't think I want a dubbed version.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, but yeah, but that's half the fun.
It might have been funnier.
No.
It's possible.
Lots of times, dubbing's so bad, it actually makes it funnier, but...
We've watched some horrendously bad dubs.
Yeah.
If I can avoid it, I will. I'd rather have a subtitled movie any day.
Same here.
I don't like to read a movie, though.
I don't like that. I think you maintain more of the artist's vision when you can just read it instead of having to worry about some third-party phone-in acting job that they don't really... Yeah, no.
I went through all the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo trilogy and the Swedish.
That's awesome. No.
Yeah, I always prefer subtitles.
Right.
But like I said, for effect, if you were wanting to laugh at it, you might have enjoyed the dubbed version.
Well, you kind of had to watch those with the Gatchaman giant space chicken episodes.
Probably the best thing about this, it's only 74 minutes long.
Seemed like 78.
Yeah. In glorious Dolby Digital 2.0.
Oh, whoa.
Nice.
Wow. And, yep.
So much for me showing off the sound system.
Yeah, not with this. Oh, yeah. You know, another zombie flick, but at least it had some post-apocalyptic and some
little
giant
tinges of sci-fi to it.
Giant female Japanese wrestler.
Scariest.
Zombie cyborgs.
Sounds like a plot of some of the anime I've watched with you.
Yeah. Scary. I mean, those women definitely look like they stepped out of an anime.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely some crazy designs there, and... I don't know. I've had this one for a while and was like, okay, I need to watch something for guilty pleasures, and I'm going to give this a shot. And, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Dude, that was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Battle Girl. Living Dead in Tokyo Bay.
But I have seen far, far worse from you.
Yeah, I own far worse than this.
Shelves of far worse.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Speaking of the Living Dead, tomorrow I'm going to be, and that's why I'm kind of going to take off here a little bit early, in quotes. I'm in the zombie 5K survival run.
That's awesome.
Here locally in Cherokee Park, by the time you hear this, it's going to be gone. It's going to be over. But I'm going to be, the organizer of this thing wants me to be a zombie. Near the finish line.
I love that.
So just when the runners, because each runner is going to have a belt of flags kind of that they'll be wearing.
I see.
So the zombies along the course, they're going to have to dodge the zombies.
Okay.
And avoid their flags being taken.
I'd be kicking everybody and running.
Double tap.
They discourage weapons.
Even Nerf ones? Come on.
Yes, even Nerf ones.
Paintball.
Yeah.
How?
Oh, I wish. I don't, actually, because they've been shooting me.
They've been shooting you.
Well, I already know what that feels like, so it's all right.
Hurts like a mother.
A little bit. depends on the range they shoot you at.
That's true.
Point blank.
But I'm going to be kind of at the end, as the runners are feeling home free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show up, 6'6" gangly zombie kind of shambling around the finish line, trying to chase them down.
That's
and grab
awesome.
Their flags. I've got a few friends that are running in it that I'm going to specifically target.
That's
see
awesome.
If I can't,
deflag them.
Deflag, if maybe. I don't know. We'll see. It might go easy on them, depending on how many flags they have left.
But are you a slow zombie, a regular traditional kind of zombie,
nope,
or
a fast
ninja zombie?
I call zombie bullshit.
Nope. No, you don't, because I was a runner. And I'm now a zombie, so I can run.
That's true.
As a zombie.
That's true.
But you would have to have the muscle coordination as a zombie. There's no brain function.
I'm newly zombie, so there we go. That's fine. I'll be all right.
You're going to be
muscle
method
memory.
Acting.
That's right.
You're going to be method acting tomorrow because you're not going to get any sleep.
probably,
you're
yeah.
A zombie.
Yeah, I got to be at the theater at 5 a.m.
And
so.
It's already 11:30.
You just want to kick back on the couch or something there, man?
Yeah, that's all right. I'll be all right.
So yeah,
that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
Cool.
Very cool.
It's going
to
be fun.
So, Glenn, you inflicted another one on it. I don't know if we can say that Guilty Pleasure made a triumphant return, but it's made a return.
It's made a return.
And as much as a return as it could make.
I've got stacks more that I've been meaning to get to, so I will inflict more here shortly.
Glenn, you got
worry.
More crap in the mail.
And we will be back with more Pod Culture right after Glenn buys more bad movies from Amazon.
Seen it 500 times, well I've seen tits. Chicks don't think you're hot in your Vader mask. Touch me with that lightsaber, I'll kick your ass. Welcome to the newest religion. These fun folks have never existed. No matter how long they go, I'm far away. A new hope is fine with that drama. Get too excited. I ain't feeling the Sith Lord. Gives a shit. Welcome to the newest religion. Your god is a middle-aged badass douche who probably still lives with his hand. Conflict is worth the heart of bullshit. Guess what I'm really trying to say? It's just a fucking movie.
It is time to tickle the taste buds once again with a little geek cuisine.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
And Adam, what have you got there?
I don't know. Something you all picked up. It's called uncrystallized candied ginger.
Yeah, we're at Trader Joe's, and it sounded interesting.
The Yippie store.
Leave them alone.
Yuppie hippies.
You know what? Yep. For the fabulous collection of chocolate that they have, I'm all for it.
They didn't have a lot of chocolate.
Carbs in it. That's really about it.
All right, crack it open.
And some sugars.
I bet you it smells good.
Rip, rip, rip. Oh, tell me I did this right. Okay, yeah, I did.
That's all right.
Okay. Adam broke it.
If there's anything left, we'll just give it to Richard next
Leave
time he's over.
Alone. Poor Richard, not even here to defend
if
himself.
If you dare.
You can do it.
Melt your face off.
Yes, probably.
There you go. They look like little chunks of dried pineapple or something.
They do. It smells like dried mango.
Interesting.
I really can't smell.
There's not really much of a smell to it.
Much.
That kind of scares me.
Which worries me always.
It kind of feels like an
desiccated fat
really
or something.
Don't.
Kind of feels like an apricot, like a dried apricot.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of a texture.
All right, so we got the uncrystallized candied ginger from Trader Joe's.
Get your
Sweet
camera out.
And smooth.
Kind of a specific.
Get your camera out.
A very specific name for this.
Before Brad puts it in his mouth, get your camera out.
Oh, shit, my camera's not around here.
Not you.
Oh, you're dumb. Oh, okay. Oh my god, it tastes like ash.
Surprise.
Oh, you fucker, you're taking video, aren't you?
Yep.
Ta-da. You bastard. Oh shit, that is nasty. Oh, it burns.
Okay,
oh,
we don't want a video
no.
of this.
Oh, no, that tastes like a Band-Aid. Oh, God.
Oh, that is nasty.
Make it stop. Oh.
Oh, the top of your head's turning red, dude.
Oh, I picked up two of them. Maybe that was a mistake.
Take them home to Carly. Ooh. Oh, that is
you gotta survive.
It tastes like shampoo.
You often go drinking shampoo?
No, but it has that.
It has that is just.
Or yeah, soap.
That's not very pleasant.
Why would you make that?
Why is it bad? It sounds like it should be good.
I love ginger ale.
This is just too much ginger. And I can see the taste of ginger ale. Sorry, I should probably be talking into the mic. I can, you know, definitely get the taste of the. Oh, well, obviously it's ginger, yeah. But I see where the ginger, where you get the ginger ale. But this is like it's concentrated.
Yeah, it's very
because it's ginger, and it's whoa.
Oh
no,
that
this
is
not meant to be in this form at
I've
all.
It's sweet and smooth. Bullshit.
I've definitely tasted worse things.
Yeah,
but it's so very. I don't know.
I'm going to finish this piece.
Yeah, eventually.
You're a stronger man than I am.
I finished my piece. But it tastes a bit like perfume, like if you drank perfume. It
makes my
like potpourri.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't potpourri.
I mean, really, yeah. Like, it makes me shudder.
Like I have nothing against the texture.
Involuntary shudder.
I
like how they have printed on here, resealable package protects freshness and flavor.
Maybe you should leave
Why
it open.
Why would you
want
to save that?
Maybe you should leave it open. And maybe it'll be.
Yeah.
Maybe if you air it out, it'll be better.
Made no sense.
Save these for Richard?
Leave him alone.
Save him. Yeah.
Andy.
You know.
Andy. Oh, Andy.
No, no, no. Son of Andy.
Son of Andy. Unless he palms it like he did the damn jerky.
We love you. We love you a lot.
The good thing he didn't get the crappy crystallized stuff. You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm glad this is uncrystallized. Thank God for that.
So, yeah, if you have a Trader Joe's near you, don't pick these up.
I would give...
It's more like Traitor Joe's.
Traitor!
Trogdor.
I can't quite put my finger on what it tastes like. I think...
Ass!
Ginger.
Potpourri is...
my second piece.
I think potpourri is the winner.
You're eating two pieces?
Yeah, because I picked up two.
Why?
You don't have to.
Dude, you don't have to. You can throw that shit away. It's nasty. Yeah.
I may just do that.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. It was like $1.50 for the bag. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
And now you know why.
Yeah.
It was only $1.50.
I mean, I know ginger is very good for you, and chewing on ginger is supposed to be really good for you, especially if you've got a stomach thing. But if chewing on actual ginger tastes like that, I'm not sure I want to do it.
No, it's because it tastes so bad you forget how sick you are.
Maybe. See, now, like right now... It's okay.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of the ginger burn
like
still going,
ginger.
And it's all right.
Yeah.
I still do, too.
It's less of the root and more of the ginger.
A little chick or something.
I do like a good ginger beer or ginger ale Godzilla. Type thing.
That's a hint of ginger.
Depends on what you get.
Hints of ginger are good.
I wish they sold birch beer.
I like
beer
a hint of ginger.
Bottles.
Ginger ale, it's good. Light. It's light taste.
I've seen it.
It's a very sharp
beer?
World market.
Very sharp taste that is just not palatable.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, I wouldn't really recommend this to anyone.
It tastes like medicine.
It's like Band-Aids.
You know what? And after he said it, I sat here going,
oh, my
shit.
God, he's right.
Yeah.
And you can't untaste that.
I know.
How do you know what Band-Aids taste like?
No, it's just like what you...
But I think you're right.
Yeah.
It tastes like Band-Aids.
That's what came to mind. Like you know, things like taste like the smell of something, you know?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So,
like Lemonheads taste like the smell of pledge.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's...
So I think it's safe to say that is 4 thumbs down. We will be back right after we get this nasty aftertaste out of our mouth.
I'm trying to make it better and I can't.
Right after we call the hazmat unit.
Yeah.
You too can make the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. What you do with the rest of your time is strictly up to you.
Hey, wait a minute. Does anybody have 12 parsecs yet?
Maybe that Sigler guy.
Oh yeah. Don't remind me. Isn't he dead yet?
The Parsec Awards, a celebration of speculative fiction podcasting. Nominations are open April 15th to June 1st, 2012. Just go to ParsecAwards.com, and we hope to see you at the Parsec Ceremony at DragonCon. These aren't the awards you're looking for.
Will you stop that?
Recharge your gadgets and break out the batteries. We're back with a little tech talk. And Glenn, you asked to do one.
Yeah, I got just a little something. You know, previously I brought my Asus Transformer Prime, and of course
beautiful.
It's got the nice...
so thin.
Decepticon purple.
Yeah, the nice all-metallic back, mm-hmm. which, of course, is a design flaw and, you know, makes the Wi-Fi not as good and the GPS not as good.
Oops.
So the new one that's going to be coming out this summer is going to have a black strip across the top that'll be plastic to allow the signal to go through.
Well, like so the original iPhone, iPhone had a little
problem.
Well, the original iPhone had a little plastic corner.
Oh, that, yeah.
The 2G.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So mine looked better, but, you know, I haven't noticed a big issue with it. You know, occasionally I'll, you know, drop a signal, you know, when I probably shouldn't be. Uh-huh. But I just read today that they're going to be coming out with a dongle that'll...
Dongle!
Yeah, exactly.
that love you all.
That will plug into it, which will... you know, basically act as an antenna. It'll boost the GPS signal and stuff.
It'll make the signal go farther?
Oh.
Can't stop it.
Well done, boys. Well done.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to implement that, if they're just going to mail me one or what, you know.
But they should.
They should.
They really should.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did get something to go with this, though.
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
I think I know what it is. Yep, sure enough.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, they look pretty. Yeah. That is pretty.
I got the second part of my Transformer, hence the name. I got the keyboard.
Don't do that, you'll be sued.
Which, you know, as soon as I got it, Carly's like, well, why didn't you just get a netbook? And I'm like, well, I did. I got a netbook and a tablet.
It's not the same. See, look. Look. Look what you can do.
The logic of women.
Be hard then.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so thin.
That's too cool.
It's like a little MacBook Air kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit, yeah. Don't mess up the contacts.
You needed a flat surface.
He's having technical difficulties.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Don't bend it. Don't bend it.
Technical difficulties.
Oh, well, but basically, I can't do things and talk at the same time.
It's all right.
Hell, I've known that for years.
Hey, there you go. Boom, click.
There we go.
Done.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that.
It's so thin.
That is very, very cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What's really awesome now, I've got a second SD card slot.
Yes.
And I've got a USB slot.
Crap, man.
Adam wants one now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, this is rated with a 12-hour battery, and then the keyboard's rated with a 6-hour battery.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the really cool thing is the way the battery works, when you plug the tablet into the keyboard, if the tablet's battery's low, the keyboard battery charges the tablet.
That.
So that if you then want to run off with the tablet, then it's charged up. So that's
cool.
Just awesome. That's brilliant design.
See, I think, okay, in the event of a power outage, you know.
Hey, the last time we had extended power outages, we were recharging our phones with the laptops.
You know what? Since I got my
new...
turn on
the laptops and plugged them in.
There's my tech.
What?
My emergency radio I got from work.
Hey, there you go.
That is just... I'm going to put mine away now.
No, sorry.
No, but you can drop yours and it's okay.
Yeah, if I drop mine,
you're
it's...
You're in trouble. Yeah.
It'll dent.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is a sexy piece of hardware. Like, that is probably more sexy than a MacBook Air.
I love it. I love it. Of course... I'd much rather have the one coming out this summer that'll have the, you know, a little bit higher res monitor, even though
the screen on this
is beautiful.
It's astounding.
Yeah. But it'll be higher res screen and then, of course, better GPS and Wi-Fi functionality. But
that's just gorgeous.
It is very cool.
I haven't had much call to use the keyboard yet because I'm always in front of my computer at work or whatever, you know. But... I'm really set now for any sort of traveling or whatever because the battery capacity and then being able to type on it. And
that's cool.
It's going to be really, really awesome. So I finally got it. You know, it was out of stock forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You could find them even on Amazon and that people were, you know, throwing an extra $100 on there because they were so hard to find. But it finally came in stock. I ordered it immediately and got it for... regular retail.
Perfect. It matches the color, and it's like, this is perfect.
Yeah. So
my gosh.
So I am. I'm loving it.
You're set. Like that's that. Cool.
The only thing
cool
that would be even cooler is if there was some sort of option to use some sort of stylus or something. You don't really need to, but
yeah.
You know, that
like
would be
like for drawing.
Yeah, for drawing or something.
Because
like,
that's a great screen for
styluses that work with the.
Yeah, but most of the styluses are really thick. Yeah,
huge, and that because they got to be the capacitor. Is it capacitive?
Capacitive, yeah.
So
yeah, unfortunately. Wow. But other than that, yeah, I'm super, super thrilled with it.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I just had to show off my keyboard.
That is really
that is nice. That is very, very slick.
My transformer is complete.
Listeners, if you need to look it up, just look up Transformer Prime with keyboard or something like that in Google.
It's teeny weeny.
That thing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, the tablet itself is just so thin and light. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it adds a lot of heft to it when you add the keyboard. But
yeah,
it's still not.
Yeah,
it's like another one. Duct tape to it, basically.
Yeah, basically. It's
It's about the same thickness.
About the same thickness and everything.
Yeah, is it?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not too bad as far as heft.
Oh, no. You look at my laptop. That sucker's a beast.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
But like you think about college. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. If I'd had this in college, that would have been
gosh.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn, the laptops when we were in college were...
desktops?
Yeah. Large. Mm-hmm. They were large. Mm-hmm.
They're about that thick.
No, I think they were bigger.
They were really bigger?
Yeah.
And they had 4x3s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, the screens were so small.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Gosh.
So, that is pretty slick.
Yeah.
Very.
So, finally, it's nice to finally see the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it should have been from the beginning, you know? So, like nice. I said, even though I don't use it a whole lot, just the option of having it is really nice. And it just...
Too cool.
Works together seamlessly,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool.
That is very cool.
Amazing. Well, I got a little something. It's more of a hand-me-down piece of tech.
I like it.
That my sister works for a physical therapy clinic. She's a physical therapist tech. And
I won't call them Nazis anymore.
She does enjoy hurting people. No. just kidding. Love you, Andrea. But they're moving their clinics, and they're getting rid of a bunch of stuff and getting new stuff. So her, you know, the owner, her boss, they, you know, knows me as well. And they said, or she said, you know, if I wanted a particular piece of item, you know, of tech that they had. And I said, well, what is it? She said, well, it's a Tough Book. I said, well, yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Thank you. I love you.
Can I come pick it up or something? Or I was like, I'll drive over there right now. She's like, no, I'll get it to you. And it's an old Panasonic Tough Book. And
I like it.
It's kind of awesome, even though it's a little old. It's about 5 or 6 years old, maybe even longer. I'm not really entirely sure. But they gave it to me and had to wipe it because it had a installation of Windows XP on there that I really couldn't use. So I decided to slap Ubuntu on it. 11.1, I think, is on here.
11.10?
Yeah. Or 11.10.
Yeah, 11.10. October 2011.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's got what I haven't gotten to work yet is the awesome touchscreen on it. Comes with a stylus thing on the back of the screen that's attached, so I can't lose it. So it's got a nice little bitty thingy there.
Like phone cords used to be?
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
If anyone's old enough to remember phone cords.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Phone cords. Yeah, the... the spirally kind of thing there.
This is why they call the new phones cordless phones.
Oh, cordless, wireless. Yes.
Imagine
wireless. The only thing though that's really wrong with it is it's missing an F1 key, and that's about it. It's got a nice strap on the bottom.
I love that.
Where you can carry it.
You could clock somebody with that.
I could totally like clock somebody with it, and then.
Falcon punch.
Check my email if I wanted.
It looks like a shield. It's like some type of shield, you know.
Geek Shield.
So it's good for carrying it around, and it's good for having it under, having your hand on it, when you have it opened up and using it in one hand, you can have it strapped in your other hand.
I like that. As somebody prone to dropping stuff, I like it a lot.
If you wanted to.
That's why I got an OtterBox for my tablet.
Oh, boy.
That'll be awesome when you've got the fact that it's got the touch screen and the stylus. Yep. That's
really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if I can get that to work with Ubuntu. If not, I'm going to dual boot a Windows XP installation on it.
Mm-hmm.
No optical drive, but it's got, obviously the USB, so I can just stick in USB drive or whatever in there. Onboard wireless. It's got an SD card reader on board.
That's cool.
VGA input or output, excuse me.
Kind of a neat looking trackpad thing.
Yeah, it's kind of got a circular trackpad thing with the indicator lights around it. It works really well. It's nice and smooth and sensitive and all sorts of cool there. Got about every option a regular laptop would have. He gave me a new battery as well.
Oh,
as,
nice.
As well as an additional battery.
Wow.
With all the cords and stuff that came with it.
That's cool.
It's everything that came with it they gave it to me. I'm like, thank you.
That'd be nice.
Christmas.
You want a sticker?
A charger?
Not everybody puts stickers on things, Brad.
TARDIS Interruptus? Pop culture? The monocolor ones?
Okay. TARDIS Interruptus. I like the TARDIS Interruptus.
I should hope he does.
And you can get, if you want to know what stickers we're talking about, you can check it out at decalmike.com.
Do it.
Boom.
Tell them we sent you.
So, got a nice bright screen. It's good stuff. I like it a lot.
I like
and,
it.
I can throw it around. It's sturdy, nice and tough. Tough book.
No way in hell I'd do that to my laptop.
No. Yeah.
See, that's why I like that, because it's not delicate.
Yeah, and I don't have to. I mean, it's already kind of scratched up, so I don't have to worry about.
Right.
It's got a few scratches on it. It's not bad. Nothing very terribly noticeable, but just enough to I don't care. I'll throw it around.
Right. It's not perfect, so you're not worried about making it imperfect.
Exactly.
Right.
So but I'm not going to throw it against the wall on purpose. I'm going to hurt the wall. So, it's kind of fun to have. I like it.
Yeah.
I've been using it a lot more than I thought I would. It's got. The Ubuntu marketplace, and you can just download software, and it's got a few cool astronomy programs on here.
Nice.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. Crap
It's got the Office clone, the Word equivalent.
Are they using Open?
No, it's Open something Office? Else. I forgot what it's called. It's like calculator or calc or something for Excel kind of thing. So
cool.
It's quite cool.
I like it.
Very nice.
Yeah. And the battery lasts a long time, too. I've had this thing in standby mode for, a half a week.
Wow.
And the battery was maybe down to 75%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Is it, since it's not a high-powered CPU, it won't be sucking a lot of power.
That's true,
probably.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the specs on it are.
Is it a spinning drive, or is it a...
I would imagine at this point it's for being as old as it is, I'm pretty sure it's a spinning.
It would almost have to be, I would think.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a. I don't think it's a solid state. So it's a 40 gigabyte. So yeah.
It's got to be.
It's not.
Got to be. Otherwise, it'd be hella pricey.
Oh yes.
Let's see. Fun. Anything else, man?
No, that's about it.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's slick.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't have. Any tech is quite as to the extent of what you guys have, but I have had to do some electronics upgrading here in the past couple of weeks. Together we went to IKEA, and of course, anytime you buy new pieces of furniture, you got to rearrange things a little bit. And I'm rearranging shelves around the entertainment center. And
never mind that I offered to help him.
it's just a guy thing. And I went to move my subwoofer. And I guess I was doing it late at night, wasn't paying any attention. And the cord I had it where the cord was just long enough to go from the subwoofer to the receiver. Well, it snapped the RCA jack right off the back of the subwoofer. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I bought this used many a moon ago from the pawn shop. Been a good little subwoofer, but it just snapped that sucker clean right on off. And it had bent once or twice before, so it had weakened the metal anyway. So it's not that surprising that it had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and bought a new subwoofer. I got a nice Polk subwoofer from Best Buy. Got a lucked into an open box. Christina finds it endlessly amusing because she gets in into the car. Because I picked her up. She went, yes, you were painting or something with DeZetta or something.
I was with you. I went with you.
When I got the sub?
To Best Buy, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it was the other speakers that I picked up.
I was with you.
And looks at the box and goes, you got a polka.
You speaker. Got polka speakers.
Polka speakers. So, you know, I got the subwoofer, which, by the way, whoo, man, it's a good subwoofer makes it's a hell of a difference in it's your loud. Sound system.
Loud. Yes, it does. You've got a nice sound bar, and it's quite yeah. nice.
And I'm like, okay, I start looking around. I want to get speakers that tonally match and everything. So I bought a pair of new bookshelf speakers. Because the other four speakers I had were cheap, just $20 a pair speakers I got from like Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they weren't bad. They were just like indoor, outdoor bookshelf kind of speakers. But I went and got a nice pair of satellite speakers for the rear over at, I think I got them from Newegg. Mm-hmm. And I got a pair of bulk bookshelf speakers from Best Buy. And now from the Polk outlet. Refurb store from eBay, and it's Polk Audio. I got a center channel coming, so I have nice all match.
It would be even louder.
Good, yeah, I'll finally be able to hear.
As a friend of mine said, you could seriously piss off the neighbors with that bad boy.
Or your girlfriend.
Yeah. I like it. It's very, very nice.
I'm going to get him the little old man headset so that I can turn it down, and he can listen to it as loud as he needs to.
I'm going to wait till they... You know, start doing a rap music or something upstairs and put on opera and crank it. It'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
But yeah, other than that, not a lot of tech stuff. The usual playing with ROMs on the tablet, a little Nook tablet that I got. It's interesting. Some of them not quite there yet. Put an ICS ROM on there and it. They don't have it quite optimized because it sucked the battery bigger than crap. So, but other than that, not a whole lot. Christina?
I got my 5-year anniversary present from work.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I chose, given that we were having such horrible weather, and as much as I love the little battery charger thing from Carly, if I'm going to have to use it with my cell phone, it needs to be just a little bit. More.
Yeah.
So I got the it's a crank radio flashlight phone charger. It's got a USB thing on it. Mm-hmm. So anything with USB you can charge. And it does like solar power and crank power.
Very
so
cool.
It is very nice, and I'll feel a lot better if we are out of power, because since I don't have like a house phone, even the house phone that we have is electric. So even if the power goes out, I've got no, if our phones die, we're totally screwed. So I will sleep better knowing that if there's some kind of an emergency, that there's some kind of alternate means to charge up your phone or to listen to like the weather band stations. So I'm happy with
that. Actually, we do have one phone that you plug directly into the wall.
Oh, your Star Trek phone?
The Star Trek
That's
phone.
That's true. That's right.
I do have one other little bit of, I guess you can kind of call it tech, and Glenn should be happy. I bought a gun.
But no, sort of. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
QMX. Pre-ordered this long time ago. The Mal pistol prop replica. And it arrived. So it's sitting in the... official QMX display case out in the living room.
That's the truth.
No kidding. I've had a curio cabinet for years, and it's slowly being taken over by
Next
QMX stuff.
Next thing that happens is my stuff gets relegated.
Hey, my stuff was there first.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, it's kind of neat, and they did awesome with the packaging.
Oh, yeah, I do love the packaging.
They make it look like it's from the verse.
Like a packing crate.
And two Malcolm Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's, you know, if it's one from Firefly.
It's
you
cute.
Know, so it's his pistol from there. And being the Broncos that we are.
I want a Zoe one, damn it.
Ooh, that would be good.
Her I want a Zoe something. There's mm-hmm. nothing Zoe any. Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah.
That would be pretty
cool. I want a figure or a something. Come on.
I want the little damn doctor figures.
Well, them too.
Yeah.
They talked about doing those. But yeah, QMX is taking a little bit more of our money.
But it's cool looking. Looks like, obviously it looks like his gun, but I mean, it looks like an old-fashioned, you know, old cap and ball gun. You can like kind of tell once you get a good look at it, tell that it's, you know, really based on a classic real gun.
That's cool.
And where they glued bits and bobs on.
Yeah, like the Han Solo blaster, you know. Yeah, I just throw a little cone on the tip. And,
That's cool.
That's not really techy, but it kind of is because it's from our favorite TV show. Anything else, gang?
No.
All right, let's wrap up this tech segment, and we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
There's a tiny little droid, kind of looks like a salt shaker. Can't really talk, but he beeps like a wiseacre. Little piece of junk who steals every scene, from the swamps of Dagobah to the sands of Tatooine. Some people think he's cute, but I think he's a creep. He can open every door, he can always have a peep. That's worse than Superman's X-ray vision, cause no matter what the codes, R2-D2 has permission to raid your bank account, take pictures of your wife, and post them on your Facebook, and that shit isn't right. He can screw up Idol, he can screw up The Voice, and damn it, that shit's supposed to be people's choice. He can mess with an election, he can always get his way. That's what happened in Florida in Y2K. And I think that's terrible, evil and deplorable, but everyone thinks he's cute. Yeah, the girls think he's adorable. Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
You're as attractive to me as Pelosi in a see-through, so fuck you, R2-D2.
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 I'll take you to the airport and send you to Puerto Rico. Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
He could solve global warming, but he just makes it worse. And he sucks at rhyming, and he sucks at free verse. He comes drunk to a party, and he'll never ever leave. He's got real bad breath for a dude who doesn't breathe. He likes showing crappy holograms for everyone to see, but some of those holograms aren't exactly rated G. Like the time the Emperor had his way with Darth Vader, the droid put that shit on YouTube a day later. And I didn't need to see Vader on his knees using the Force to its logical extreme, but even that wouldn't have been offensive to me. But everyone knows holograms are 3D. Ah, my eyes! I'm in permanent cringe. Thanks, you little bastard. Now my retinas are singed. I can't unremember what you just made me see. 3PO, how could you let him do this to me? Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
You ruined my life and ended my libido, so fuck you, R2-D2.
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 Should have left you in the swamp or mailed you to Escondido. Fuck you, R2-D2.
Fuck you, R2-D2.
Ugh, that last rhyme was bad. See what you made me do? Some might say I'm totally wrong. They say R2 is fine, this is a terrible song. They can think what they want, but did they ever consider he could have blown up the Death Star on his own, the little shitter? While we were risking the lives of all those good guys, he could have phoned in a code and de-imperialized the whole galaxy without lifting a digit. But he didn't, because he's a malicious little midget. Fuck you, R2-D2!
Fuck you, R2-D2!
Fuck you, R2-D2!
Fuck you, R2-D2!
My stupid smartphone has this dream to be you, so fuck you, R2-D2!
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 I'm gonna write me a virus and RSS feed you. Fuck you, R2-D2!
Fuck you, R2-D2! That last rhyme was for Devo.
Oh, it is time to close up shop and get the hell out of the studio.
Down the computers.
Final thoughts? Len?
Oh, no.
Christina!
Listen to some good music and tell me what's good.
Glenn, anything now?
Read a book. I don't know.
It's a pot calling the kettle black.
Hey, I'm reading a book.
No,
it's just very slow. Very, very slowly.
Pot calling the kettle a kettle.
I don't know. I'm reading James Rollins, The Last Oracle, and I'm almost done.
Okay.
Redheaded almost chick done. In a wheelchair?
No.
Oh, no, damn.
Yeah, wrong Oracle. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. They fixed that, didn't they, with the whole new 52 bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
I'm still bitter about that.
You're bitter. Full I'm stop.
A bitter old man.
Yeah.
Avengers, AVX. Mm-hmm. Avengers versus X-Men is out now.
Yeah, I saw them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I read Zero. I haven't read number one yet. It is out. And Marvel released that Marvel AR app. It's the augmented reality app.
Oh.
And it's free. You download it for your phone or your tablet, and you can hold it over certain areas of the Avengers versus X-Men comic, and it will make things on the page like anime.
Neat.
Come at you.
I love that.
Yeah. So check it out.
Wow.
And download The Walking Dead game for your phone, because it's kind of like a choose your own adventure thing. It's very cool. It's cool.
Really? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I think I got that on my phone here.
Comic. It's a very comic book style animation thing. It's cool.
Whatever it is, it requires Adobe Air to install.
Yeah.
Huh.
Weird. Oh.
Adam.
Good to you, man. Save this train wreck.
Yeah, yeah. That I can't. I'm not Superman.
you're the Flash today.
That's true. Yes.
That's
right.
Ah.
Wrong Flash.
Go outside. The weather's getting better. Spring is sprung, and of course, it's kind of cold around here right now.
It's beautiful.
But it's going to get warmer, and so get outside.
Enjoy the cool light.
Go running. Go walking. Whatever. Just get some sun.
Come over and mow my lawn.
Take your Benadryl first, though.
Yeah, allergies suck. Especially in the Ohio Valley.
Having people come over to mow your lawn every won't work if you keep telling them to get off your lawn.
Yeah. Hadn't figured that one out yet.
But do something new. Take an adventure. Have an adventure, I mean. Take a trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that sentence was supposed to be.
Kind of good. Tired. You're tired already?
Tomorrow's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures of Zombie Adam.
Be following your Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Follow Facebook. Yeah, yes. I'll be tweeting. Updating.
Oh, you think so?
If you like to play draw something on your phone, play with me because it's fun.
And what's your username?
It's just my email, christina@podculture.net.
Okay. You've been playing the hell out of that game.
Because it's fun.
But it's evil. It's owned by Zynga now.
Is it really?
Yeah, they bought the company.
Oh, boo. Well, like they knew a good thing when they saw it. They knew a good thing when they saw it because it's cool.
My final thought, play a good game, read a good book, watch a good show, call the voicemail line and let us know about it. And on that note, we are out of here.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.